girl. Wine and go on pon the thing. Climb and go on pon the thing, girl. Go on pon the thing. You are my everything, girl. Give me your everything.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
Our only drug is hip hop.
Love is life.
The Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
Didn't know that love could change ya. Then I woke up to a stranger. After all this time, I thought that I knew. You and I was never debating. Now it's up for conversation. Tell me, was it all a lie? I'm confused. But then you say what I wanna hear, 'cause you know it's gonna get me hit every time I say that I'm through. And even though I know it ain't right, said I wasn't gonna spend the night, if I am right back with you.
get mixed up sometimes. Say it, don't mean it, just want you when it's convenient. Am I crazy for waiting on my side? Now you calling me special when you know I can't have you. When I'm on to the next one, oh, now you wanna get aggressive. Oh, what do you mean? You keep on making me believe time has turned into a dream. If you're so toxic to me, what am I feeling? Cause I thought it was over. Got me thinking my feelings over. You keep doing it over and over. You keep calling me back. I'm just trying to get closer. You pulling me closer and closer. For me, you're like over and over. Cause you keep calling me back. La, 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 la. On a thin line, we've been through it like 10 times. I'ma put you in line. Yeah, I had you on an incline. Now I don't even wanna reply. I'ma have to decline. Yeah, you show me I don't wanna rewind. Yeah, no, you and Tim, but that attitude ain't fine.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Things are the same.
It's well, weird. We'll see. We'll see what people say.
I think it's me. It's too much dogs here, man.
Those ones, that's yours. So hopefully people can hear us. We're not too loud. We're not too low. Check it out.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, there we go.
Perfect.
There we go. Sorry for that much, y'all. It's Rugged in the Morning, 7:07 in the morning. This is the premier morning show, The Morning Detour. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser. I'm alongside the Calm in the Storm, Lorena PR. What is going on, man? Heavy is the heart. What a week, man. What a week. Emotional week. A lot of developments. A lot of things to go across. Lorena, I have the full spectrum of the madness now.
Okay.
Quebec's not a real place.
Oh, no.
Quebec's not a real place.
No.
Quebec's not a real place.
No.
You saw the numbers threw up. He's like, we're going to tax the unvaccinated. You know, as if we don't pay enough taxes in Quebec already. We're going to tax people on top of that. Don't tax people that are alcoholic or smokers or violent with their partners. But we're going to tax people that are unvaccinated. It's crazy right now, man.
This month feels like a year already.
And then they say that most Canadians are apparently, they agree that the vaccination should be taxed. Show me the numbers. Show me where they're getting these numbers from, Lorena. It's so damn crazy. It was cold as hell on Tuesday. I got frostbite in my hand. I was delivering my hand got stuck holding my iPhone.
Ooh.
It was crazy, man. Winter, there's no way we could live in a winter place for our whole life.
No.
There's no way. It makes no sense, man. So 7:08 in the morning, premier morning show. A lot of new things. A lot of things going on here in the city. How was your week, Lorena?
Like I said, I don't know, for some reason January feels like a year already. This has been a very long month. A lot of stuff are happening.
Yeah.
This week was very long. How was your week?
Well, you know, I've had better weeks as we've been emotional. Well, you know, almost catching frostbite on Tuesday, and that was one thing. And then after I went to work, and you know, last week I spoke about my grandmother being in the hospital. Unfortunately, she passed away. Passed away Tuesday afternoon in her sleep around 3:45.
Well, my condolences to your family. That's super, super sad.
Lucie Jean-Philippe died at 94. My sister was telling me a story last night. My grandmother hated hospitals, so she had like a bad hip, so eventually had to take her to the hospital because of her bad hip.
Mm-hmm.
So they told her, listen, you're going to have to stay here unless we get you like one of these little super-duper walkers and you could go. They said as soon as they brought my grandmother to walk, she was like Speedy Gonzalez down the hall. She got right out of there. But what hurts is that, you know, I had put it off going and see her because, you know, only... Can we get into... Man, we'll get into the healthcare system this morning. So, if you're dying or coming into this world, you can get visitors. Mm-hmm. But if you're like in that purgatory, in that kind of that middle ground, you can only get like 30 minutes a day. So we were told that we were able to visit her 30 minutes per day once she had done well, she was off the COVID wing. And then that, yeah. Then after my dad went to see her, couldn't see her. More my sister had went to see her previous to that. They had her in a room with no TV. And then she's looking at the ceiling. Imagine being 94.
Yeah.
And you know what this is. You know what it is. You know, it's, you know, listen, it's not no secret. Some healthcare places are like, listen, man, yo, you reach 94. You know, you at the end of your trip right here. Mm-hmm. You get enough. So they don't even put that much emphasis on you. But yeah, it's real sad, man. The Fidelis, the Edmond, the Hippolytes. Yeah, my family's big. And then now you turn around and this thing happens. And my, you know, some people have a grandparent. You know, some grandma's like old and cranky. Me, my grandma's like the sweetest. I was like, damn, I'll never get that Haitian patty again. But now the funerals, you're going to have like 25 people at the funeral home.
Yeah. But that's the thing. There's a lot of issues with healthcare when it comes to the elderly.
Yeah.
So that's an issue as well. And then also, too, that rule. That's why the rules are very, I mean, I'm not a fan of them because things change. When you're in the hospital, things can change in like a snap of a finger or a blink of an eye. So you never know. But I don't know.
But just the fact that, you know, I understand it's COVID, I understand there's regulations and there's madness and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But just the fact that, like, there are hospitals and there are healthcare workers that are comfortable leaving an old lady by herself to die. You know, because some people undervalue the effect of human interaction, human touch. Like knowing someone's there for you, knowing someone's by your bedside. That, you know, that pushes a lot of people out of a lot of bad situations.
It does.
What hurts?
No, I was just saying, but that's why, like, a lot of elderly aren't treated the best when it comes to hospital care. And then also, too, we're seeing what's happening with the nurses and stuff working at the hospitals being overworked. So there's a lot of things that are wrong with our health system.
Brings you back to Future Shop.
Oh, my goodness.
We've all had that job, Big Will. When you know you don't want to be there. So you know when you don't want to be there, you don't put the most into it. You don't want to be there. And by us having these healthcare workers that are overworked, underpaid. And we're going to talk about the healthcare system this morning. This morning, we're talking about politics and science. We're talking about deep state propaganda. We're talking about biological warfare. And dare I say, war crimes. Am I going too far by saying we should bring up Trudeau and look on war crimes? I might be the first one to say that.
No.
Because I don't know, man. I'm looking. I don't know if y'all looked at this little thing called the Charter of Rights in Canada. It looks kind of different to what they're doing. So we're going to bring all these things up. I want to open up here our Fresh Face Friday segment brought to you by Synergy Medispa. Real people, real results. Follow Synergy.Medispa on IG. They do great treatments, facial peels, body sculpting, laser removals. Great company, Synergy.Medispa. We got to be the only place in the world. Walk me through your emotions when you saw about Haruda. Walk me through your emotions a little bit. We got to be the only place in the world going through a pandemic and the health official resigns. That's crazy. That's like a firefighter going into a building and saying, you know what, I'm going to stop working today. I don't want to do this no more.
Well, I think he also realizes what is going on the outside. And he said, let me get out of here.
Oh, we going to get into that. It just doesn't make sense, Lorena.
It doesn't.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. Was that shocking to you, Big Will? I don't know if I have a mic on. We don't have to plug you in. That's a little bit shocking to me. So Ruda leaves his post. Horacio Ruda resigns as Quebec's public health director. Sources says he's become a pain to the Legault government after saying that the COVID restrictions were in place because of the poor healthcare system in a backdoor meeting. Well, you know, the scapegoat, Montreal, not just Montreal, Lorena, Quebec. Quebec is run like the Montreal Canadiens.
Okay, explain that.
Because, you know, Montreal Canadiens is built on tradition. Mm-hmm. It's built on deep-rooted stuff. And it's also built on emotion. This is what this problem is built on. We run our country like the Montreal Canadiens. Dare I go a step forward? I'm going to take this from RG. RG said that Quebec has become the Florida of Canada.
Wait, but we've been the Florida of Canada.
Was I late to this party? Okay, hold on. Let's get Big Will here. I think you mic number four. Give me a holler, Big Will.
Good day. Hello, hi.
Yes, you're perfect. Big Will, we run our province like the Montreal Canadiens, built on emotion, a deep-rooted roots, and not accepting of the evolution of change. This is our province. Quebec is a wild place. Mandatory taxes.
It is.
Unvaccinated.
How are they going to apply it? Is it like chatter phone call, pay as you go? Like, how are they supposed to apply that?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Once they make an announcement, there's never any clear guidelines. Like, they make it up as they go.
For sure.
Okay, so I was thinking about it last night. I always put myself in the sushi, and for those of you that woke up at 7 o'clock and I heard the intro, we're talking about change, and some people just complain about, you know, they just talk about the problem, not talk about the solution. So I was thinking about, okay, say we were the government. Mm-hmm. You and I and Big Will, we were the government and this pandemic happened. I try to put myself in the go shoe. And I get a sense that it came down to, let's do something rather than not do something. And I also felt, with a global pandemic, there should have been more of a united front. All the United Nations should have got together, because we're going to talk about it later on in the show when we get to the news. If most developed countries are in the third phases of the doses, and certain undeveloped countries are now going into their first doses, this is not going to work. That's what a lot of scientists are saying. This is not going to work. And on top of it, Big Will, we're going to talk about it a little later. This email leaks from Wuhan. Now we were right, Lorena. This was manufactured. Mm-hmm. This was manufactured. It leaked out. We are testing some things. It leaked out. It's like a James Bond movie gone wrong. RIP Sydney Poitier. We'll talk about the Sir Love in a bit. This is like a Jason Bourne movie gone wrong.
To me, put it that way, like, even Arruda leaving.
Yeah.
In his first set of interviews, he said he's here to stay. He will only leave when it starts being BS. And he just left. So does that mean that what Legault is saying, he doesn't agree with it? So instead of saying no, he just said, you know what? Let me remove myself from the equation because y'all on some bull.
Well, let's put it this way. Well, a clear example of the bull will be the curfew.
Of course.
There's no empirical evidence that says that the curfew curves or stems the COVID-19 transmission between people. So it's like one of these arbitrary things just to stop the one, two little parties at the cabins, stuff like that. So then you take an isolated situation like the curfew and apply that to other areas of this pandemic. If they're so laissez-faire, if they're so gung-ho about it, I don't know, man. Trudeau and Legault are tittering here on war crimes. We're tittering here on war crimes.
Of course.
And now we want to tax the unvaccinated. Only 10% of the population, Quebec population, is unvaccinated. And they say they represent 50% of those in hospital.
Allegedly.
Okay, allegedly.
That tax is for what?
For those that are unvaccinated.
Okay.
But is it for our healthcare?
Yes.
You understand what I mean, though?
For the pressure on the healthcare. But Arruda is saying, a lot of people are saying, socialists are saying, that all of this scapegoating for the unvaccinated is the hype of the fact that the healthcare was in a bad place before. We have talked about it since the conception of the morning detour. Nurses are underpaid. A lot of doctors come here because we have cheap education. Then they leave once they get the degree. So we're not even keeping our hierarchy professionals.
Nope.
We're in a bad place. Some of the hospitals are in bad condition. Not the Jewish General, though. We stay renovated. I ain't going to hold you. Shout out to everybody at the Jewish General this morning. They've been listening to me in the office. We stay every day. I'm like, boy.
So the way I see it is, I'm dating this girl who has a child. Her baby father ain't shit. I come in and she's taxing me because he ain't shit.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
At what point does the Quebec government take accountability for the state of the healthcare prior to COVID? And I got some facts and figures. Shout out to Beauty. I didn't have time to go through it all, Montreal. I got some things here, a little bit here. I've never seen this before. Quebec's not a real place. How does that? You know, I couldn't wrap my head around when I saw, I thought it was a joke. You know, one of those memes you see sometimes, it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
How does the health official resign in the middle of a pandemic? Big Will, there's something going on. There has to be a beef for Legault here somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But that's what they're saying. Now we're going to talk about it. You know, even the CDC has to say, you know, listen, some of the numbers haven't been accurate.
Yeah.
We have to go back. Some of the numbers haven't been accurate. That's coming out as well. We have major anchors leaving CBC. It's a deep state propaganda. So it's the media, it's the politics, it's science. Yo, it's crazy, man. It's a wild world, man. It's a wild, wild time, man. Montreal, my city, we have a lot of things to get to this morning. Obviously, you already heard him. Big Will's with us. You can join us at 8 o'clock. Great interview. I don't know. Big Will, what's going on, man? Just give us a little taste real quick. Let people know you'll be talking about 8 o'clock.
Everything is blessed. Actually, to me, what I'm going to be talking about is a few events coming up
because
we got stuff to do. And also, we have a great opportunity with the beautiful people from Kaya Pesh, which is a black-owned enterprise. So you can actually go outdoors. So a lot, like, just to go back to what we were saying with Legault and all that, a lot of people are teaching you about going to get vaccinated, but nobody's telling you about building your immune system.
Yeah.
Going out there, get some fresh air and all that. And that's what we're going to be talking about.
But this is why. This is why. Quebec's COVID vaccine plan, $126 million, delayed. So we invested $126 million into a vaccine plan. Where do you all think this is going to go? We're gonna be on 32 vaccines. Of course, when it's all said and done, they got to make back this money.
Of course.
I'm just pointing out the facts. There's no emotions here. $126 million for a vaccine plan, and it's delayed. Mm-hmm. Typical Quebec fashion. What do you want? Curfew ends on Monday, though. This place is so crazy. We have two amazing guests. We have the Red Coalition. We have Joël de Bellefeuille. And you know that nigga's official, Lorena. Joël de Bellefeuille. And we have Mauro Pena. They're from the Red Coalition. They have a petition out there. Join them on their fight against racial profiling and systemic racism. So we're going to talk to them about that. We put up the petition up there in our story on the Morning Detour. We have Big Will from Big Will Comedy. We have Kaya Pesha. And listen, I've been dying to fish. I want to learn all skill that's going to be necessary, Lorena, when we get into this bird... What was that movie, Bird Talk?
Bird Talk.
The one with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember right now.
Man, it's killing me.
We made Bird Box, isn't it?
Yeah, Bird Box. We made fun of that movie when it came out.
But, I don't
but,
listen.
But a little piece of me, Lorena. A little
piece. All of these movies have been telling us what's happening. Don't sleep on these
movies. Ever since Matt Damon made that one day where it was just the wind, I was like, oh, no. I said, I don't like where this is going. When it was just the wind. Mm-mm. I don't like where this is going at all, man. So Big Will Comedy will be joining us. Shout out to Dublin Ogu Tropical out there in Chattagier. Went out there and bring some of the prizes. Give him a nice little jerk place. So shout out to him. And I wanna we're gonna have her on the show next week. I wanna shout out. We have a new black author to the realm, Montrealer, but she lives in Toronto now. She has a book called Letters to the Father, a devotional series filled with testimonial letters and scriptures transcribed along her personal spiritual journey. So that's Zuri_blessed. The link's up there in our story, Morning Detour. Letters to the Father should be our guest next week. So I'm gonna take in some of the scriptures. Listen, you got to find solace where you can at this point. I don't know. I got to go buy a black suit, everything, man. But this morning, and also, too, before I go, it's very important, you know, especially on the east side, you know, they lost an OG this week, Lorena.
Yep.
Mr. Don Harley, Fist Aimee. And it's always sad when you lose people that actively came back to the community and worked with the kids. He did special projects with the kid and taught at-risk youths about music, about life. A lot of our, you know, a lot of the top artists and creators in the city, RG, Aisha Frank, Kid Creola, they all saluted him. Renzel as well saluted him. Major influence in the Haitian community on the east side. That's cancer, man. This thing's crazy, man. It's tough, man. You know, you lose people you love, man. So this morning we'll send our love out to his friends and family. Don Harley, Fils Aimé, Lucy Jean-Philippe. You know I got some Haitian mix in there. You know I got that J.E. Buns in there somewhere. But, you know, let's start with that vibe album. We got some music from the new Gunna album. And we got the new Weeknd album. I don't know if you caught the new Weeknd album.
I did. It came out last week. It was actually well done.
The new Weeknd song, right? So the new Weeknd album is called Don FM. And the new Gunna album is called DS Forever. We're going to open up with, I think, some Gunna and Chris Brown. You know how that's going to sound. Montreal, my city, keep it locked. Oh, we're giving away some B condoms a little later in the show. I think around like after 8 o'clock. The number is 514-448-4013. Number one morning show in the country, The Morning Detour. Moon Chaser, Lorena, Big Will, Kaya Pesh. You know how we do things.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
For the longest, start to feel lonely. Rest peace, chrome. But the fleet don't say I'm taking the wrong way. I still got me some shit I date shows. For it back to back, we like the race. My heart been in a better place. Sticking around, I hold me down, I hope it's you. Who gonna win, stick it to the end, ain't no clue. Then like you with me, then just tell me the truth.
that when I'm not at home. I'm in the streets and you can hit me on my trap phone. You can leave the house this morning, never come back home. I gotta stay on my pivot. I gotta be realistic. Some real. We trapping the real kitchen. Love a bacon soda, pirates on the counter. We gon' find the money counter. Smell like you deal with it. He was trying to stack it cheese. He got killed by the dentist. Better talk to God before you get in beef with my gremlins. Better talk to God before you have to pay for your sin. Walk him down, pop out with a mini cannon. That's a baby Drake, make him do the shaking challenge. Bussy making shake, I can't even keep my balance. We on a second date, and I made her pay the bill. Cause I don't wanna
be alone.
You wanna be alone.
No more second chances.
I don't wanna die alone.
Yeah. You on the beach, turn you to a siren. Rip tides wanna swallow me. Feel it's tip and ride. Cause I'm the way. Swimming in it like a Pisces. Oh, that like me, yeah. And you know I like them feisty. Give me what I want and get you away.
When she hit me with the sloppy, put my handle on the topic, got me screaming, whoa, 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 whoa. The mama left me with no option but to put it in a coffin. Beat it up slow.
That tsunami, she be waiting. I crash into it, it's a wipe out. Tears in the air.
I don't wanna be alone.
No more second chances.
I don't wanna die alone.
I'm telling you right now, Lorena, Quebec's not a real place. let's walk through the madness. Watch out, my city, 7:27 in the morning. This is the morning detour. We're going to do local international news. Let me start. I don't know if I want to start firewheeling, if I want to be in close. I don't know where we're going to start this. I'm laughing at the sheer madness of it. I'm sure that. But, you know, let's open up here. Horatio Ruda resigns, the Quebec Public Health Director. What I like is, last week, the group COVID Stop highlighted the QUB radio. They pointed out 15 contradictions that Arruda made since the beginning of the pandemic, including telling people, you remember when he told people, it was more effective to wash their hands than to wear a mask. The group noted that the mask wearing was initially discouraged at long-term care homes. But look at Dominique Anglade. She had a nice message for him. You know what I mean? You know, Lorena's favorite place, Twitter. Reacting to the news on Twitter, opposition leader Dominique Anglade thanked Arruda for his service. I hear nobody say that. Anybody thanking him for his service? You know what I mean? He's put his life, his family, everything on pause to be at these press conferences every Wednesday. To be in... No, Lorena! To be in these backdoor meetings and come up with things like the curfew and stuff will go and put these stamp on things. Inflated numbers, real numbers. I don't know, Lorena.
Would you like to send him like a detour gift package?
Dominique Anglade said the pandemic forced him to put aside his life and his family for all of us. And for that, we thank him. And all jokes aside, we do thank him. Because whether you like how someone does their job or not, the fact that they got up and they did it for us. Mm-hmm. Public servants, man. It's you know, it's like being a knight. Well, we so biblical this morning. Let me your master. Yo, I want to go to a press conference one day, one of the Legault press conferences, and ask some questions. I'm asking KT to get like a media pass for that. But anyways, rapid spread of Omicron showing a tale of two pandemics, rich and poor. So as parts of Canada see staggering rises of COVID-19 activity amid the Omicron's rapid spread, experts say the highly transmissible variant is training a spotlight on social inequalities across the country. So looky here, Lorena. So, you know, let's start on a broader spectrum. So Dr. Amit Arya, mm-hmm. a palliative care physician in Mississauga, Ontario, and Dr. Andrew Boutry, who leads the social medicine program at Toronto's University Health Network, both say Omicron rise continues to show a tale of two pandemics, with those who can afford to better protect themselves pitted against those who can't. So basically what they're referring to in this article, you know, people that have a little bit more money are able to go get the, you know, the tests in the pharmacy, are able to go get the private stuff if the hospital is banged up.
Okay.
And those that are poor, you know, the lower portion of the social strata don't have access to this. So what's going to end up happening as this pandemic worsens and as resources become a little bit more dwindled, it's going to become like Waterworld. I don't know if you guys ever saw that Kevin Costner movie.
I feel like that's been happening since the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, with the paper towels.
We've always been, the people that are in those communities have always been at a disadvantage.
And I try to bring myself to a place like, I don't just want to bring out the problems on the show. I'm trying to think, okay, what could be the solution to that?
Okay.
But equity is not something, not just Quebec, that Canada's really built on. So Arya said that lower income populations often don't have the funds to buy upgraded masks or rapid antigen tests, nor can they easily take time off work to isolate or get their booster doses. A lot of people can't afford to be off work right now. So I quote him saying, if you have money, you are able to afford the protection you need to survive and be safe. This is Bird Box, Lorena. This is Bird Box.
That's wild.
Let's go to Quebec businesses. Quebec businesses opposes vaccine passport requirements. So business owners say the Quebec's government decision to expand the requirements of the province's COVID-19 vaccination passport to include more retail services will hurt them. Everything's down 35%. In his actual interview, they had interviewed Ghost from Uptown, Barbara from Uptown, so he lost at least 65 to 75% of his clientele.
Yep.
I was meeting some brothers last night, and they're scared to go to the barbers, even though the barbers wear the mask. Mm-hmm. But you can't wear the mask, Lorena, if you're getting the lineup.
Yeah, you can. If that's what you're scared to do, like for me, if I'm going to the salon, of course my hairdresser wants me to wear a mask, but sometimes she does have to like do my hair on the sides or whatever because my hair is cut low. I have to hold a mask in front of my face.
Oh, man. In the press release, the Canadian Federation of Independent Business said the mandatory vaccine passport in Quebec has already hurt many small and medium-sized businesses. According to the document, 36% of companies reported a drop in sales, 35% See, that's Omicron trying to creep up on me. Dry in the morning. So 35% had to spend more on staff and equipment to scan passports, and 25% of merchants claimed they were abused by clients opposed to the vaccination mandate. A lot of abuse going on right now. Because, you know, it's kind of like your social liberties.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, too, like, we're all in this together. That's what they keep preaching.
Yep.
So it's like, it's your needs over the needs of the population.
Of others, yeah.
Kind of like that Sunwing flight. That was crazy. That people came out. I got that on my record. Yo, I messaged you earlier this week. You didn't message me back, but I want to get Maxime Bernier on the show. Maxime Bernier leads protests against COVID-19 health. So that happened over the weekend. COVID-19 health measures and vaccination mandates. So People's Party of Canada, the PPC leader Maxime Bernier, was among the thousands of Quebecers who braved the cold to denounce. And you know, people are serious. When they start protesting in this kind of winter, this ain't early winter. We're in it. Like, January, February are the worst months of winter. We're almost done, so it's kind of positive. But you know, people felt really strongly about this.
People are fed up, so that's going to be an ongoing thing.
Civil unrest is around the corner. I don't know how much faith you guys have in our Canadian military. Once martial law comes, that's neither here nor there. But civil unrest is around the corner. CKT could get mad at me. I'm just pointing out the facts, not emotions. So, thousands of Quebecers who braved the cold to denounce vaccine mandates and other health measures put in place to curb the spread of COVID-19 in Montreal's Old Port on Saturday. Bernier, I quote Bernier saying, there's no convincing case for compulsory COVID-19 vaccinations. Bernier wrote on Twitter, mandatory policies are a blunt tool aimed at covering up government ineptitude. Ineptitude, i.e. the healthcare system. We're probably going to get a doctor on here again. No, I just have a quick question. So the vaccine I took was for the original COVID-19, correct? Am I wrong?
Allegedly.
Out of all saline water. So this Omicron, I'm not protected against this.
Well, Pfizer did come out and say that they are creating another vaccine that is for Omicron specifically.
So are we done with this first one? Because as I said, there are developing countries that are still in their phase one. So should they just jump ahead to this one?
Now you're asking too many questions.
I'm saying, you see how this gets convoluted. So take this conversation we're having. Mm-hmm. And imagine when Legault and formerly Haruda and the rest of them are together.
Yeah.
How do they make sense of that?
Obviously they don't, because we're seeing...
I say this because you have to feel really strong about your position if you're gonna hold it and say, well, everybody should be mandated and everybody should be vaccinated. If the vaccine that's out right now is for the first thing, and now we're on a second thing, and it doesn't really protect against that because everybody's sick.
Yeah.
Very simple. Coin toss. That's how they solve everything, with a coin toss.
is this like Two-Face and Batman?
Yeah,
is this heads or tails? Like, what's going on?
They don't want to be transparent about what's happening. So whatever they want to do to save face, even though it's not making sense, and now we're seeing the BS, like, they're just going to keep going with it.
Yo, shout out to some of our listeners. You know what I mean? I've been talking about this in the beginning. What about the holistic solutions? They don't want to put money into that because, you know, big pharma can't get their cut, which means the government can't get the cut. Exactly. All the lobbyists can't get the cut. I get the game. But holistic, cleanse. I've been drinking my roots tea from Jump. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I was talking about, you know, as much energy they put into this vaccine thing, you should put talking to this holistic thing, because your vaccine thing is not a cure.
Yeah, but they're taking away things to help us stay healthy. Like, we can't go to the gym anymore. And it's, like you said, it's freezing cold. So not everybody wants to go outside every day to, you know, go for a jog or a walk.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I like some of the tickness since the beginning of COVID. I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna hold you. I know I ain't the only one.
Yep.
So we can never build nothing in Quebec, because Quebec's not a real place. We can never build nothing in Quebec. Stick to a deadline. Simple thing. There's nothing moving around. Simple thing. Let's build a plant. We have none but space. We keep building condos all over the place. Nobody's living in it. Condos as big as a shoebox, but it's okay. Production delayed at the federal government's new $126 million COVID vaccine plant in Montreal. If you forgot about this money, I didn't. Early in the pandemic, the government gave the National Research Council $126 million to build a new biologics manufacturing center. Why didn't we have one of these already? Why are we always, you know, Quebec is such a weird province. I feel like we're always running late to the party, man.
Always.
We're always coming late to the party. Like, we get to the party, we forget the tickets. We get to the party, we forget our vaccine passport. We're always late to the party. And it's annoying just keep pointing out our faults and not finding enough solutions for it. Mm-hmm. What's the next election, man? And who else could go up against the CAC at this point?
I don't know.
We got to start our own people's party, man. This is crazy. So the manufacturing center at the NRC's existing facility in Montreal, it did sign an agreement with Novavax to make its vaccine at the facility. And the official says the facility is ready, but Novavax vaccine is not yet approved for use in Canada. And the company is still working on setting up production for its specific vaccine recipe. The place is good. $126 million. It's ready. We ain't got the recipe for the vaccine yet. $126 million facility is just going to stay vacant. This is what we do with our money in Quebec. Taxpayers. It's easy. But, you know, the nurses still underpaid. Doctors still underpaid. Our health professionals still kicking out. A lot of our hospitals a little bit run down. Except for the super hospital. But can you find anything in the super hospital? I don't know.
Well, the police got a lot of money.
They wanted to close down some of the police stations. Now they're appealing it. The police got $675 million. They bought some nice trucks. Little fancy gadget and stuff. I don't know who they're investigating. We still didn't get the third murderer in the black kid that got killed uptown. Benet. What's his name?
Janai.
Sorry, I keep messing up his name. I apologize. We still didn't get the third one. It's weird. It's a weird place. It's not a real place, Quebec. It's not a real place. So let's talk about conspiracy. We've always talked about it up here. So the CDC just confirmed something that's been called a conspiracy theory for nearly 2 years now. Since the beginning of the pandemic, a debate over the accuracy of the COVID-19 death tolls has existed, with the attempt being to delineate who died directly from the virus versus who died while having an incidental infection. So the debate emerged because there has been numerous examples of people wrongly labeled as dying of the coronavirus when they clearly died by other means that would have done so regardless of infection.
Yeah, I've been saying this because I'm like, it's pretty weird that now we're not talking about any other ailment, disease, nothing. Everything is just COVID. And it's like, no, other people are suffering, unfortunately, from other things.
WHO, World Health Organization, says COVID booster programs limit vaccine supply for poor countries, could prolong pandemic. You see that? No, don't roll your eyes at me. You see that? We can't go too far ahead. Well, we've done it already. A lot of the developed countries, they were too far ahead now. Now it's never going to... Oh, boy, that Kanye. Oh, no. Just in time. So WHO officials criticized blanket COVID vaccine booster programs as poor countries struggle to obtain initial immunization shots. Some of us are already on the boosters. Mm-hmm. Some people didn't even get the first one. So the officials warned vaccines inequality could lead to the emergence of more mutant variants, which means more vaccines, hence the $126 million plant in Quebec. But, Big Will, you forget to notice that they're only talking about one recipe.
Of course.
So if there's a mutation in the variant, they're going to take more time to make
that's
the next recipe?
Okay.
No, that,
for
listen,
sure.
They didn't teach us immunization in high school.
Pfizer's supposed to release their new one in March, but then by then we might have another variant.
No, but why would they release it if the budget hasn't been released first?
Mm.
So let's spend that first budget.
Yeah, you got to spend everything you got.
Once that first budget is done, because if I don't spend it, then I won't get it next
year. Yeah, you won't get the same next year.
Let's spend that budget and then let's reconvene and talk how we're going to spend the next budget.
And the real kicker here in this province, Quebec to impose a tax on people who are unvaccinated from COVID-19. Quebec is the most taxed province in the country. So Quebec is announcing it will impose a health tax on Quebecers who refuse to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Quebec Premier François Legault made the announcement in Montreal on Tuesday afternoon as the number of pandemic-related hospitalizations continue to climb. I quote him in saying, a health contribution will be charged to all adults that don't want to get vaccinated. We are there now, he said. So what accountability does the government take for the state of the healthcare system prior to COVID?
None.
You see, to me, what I tell everybody in my corner, like everybody in my circle, is I cannot tell you to get vaccinated or not vaccinated. That's your body. You deal with it. If you want to get vaccinated, by all means, I'll even drive you there. Just don't use that damn QR code.
Yeah.
So that's the way I see it. If you want to get vaccinated, you feel that strong, by all means, I got you.
You could get your vaccination and still be anti-mandatory vaccination. I think a lot of people now understand that the disparity between that. Some of us had to get a vaccination for work purpose, for personal purpose, for family purpose, whatever the case may be. Not seen it here or there. But you could have gotten the vaccine and still be against a mandate, something that's imposed on the public that doesn't want to get it. If you told me that the vaccine was a clear cure, if you got the vaccine, nobody would get COVID-19, I'm with you all the way. But it's
you
not a clear...
Prove it. Not tell me. Prove it.
Yeah, proven cure. I'm the other way. But you tell me, oh, this is the best way. Well, there's other ways, too. There's holistic ways that work for a lot of people as well. Legault said he felt the ire of the vaccinated towards the unvaccinated, whom he blamed for clogging up the provincial hospitals. Listen, man, you got to point out these numbers. Saying ain't so. Only 10% of the population is unvaccinated, but they make up 50% of patients in intensive care beds, according to the premier. But it's also other people. See how they fool you with that first 10%?
Yeah,
I've been trying to do the math in my head for a while. They fool you with that first 10%, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's only 10% of the population that's unvaccinated, but they make up 50%. But they really put the emphasis on the 50%. But the other half is who?
But the hospital situation was crazy in 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015. So what was the cause of that?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Big Will. Great segue. As if Big Will was reading my notes. Shout out to Cammy here. In 2019, about 75,000 registered nurses in Quebec. Mandatory overtime goes against the charter. Aging population in Quebec. All the baby boomers. We have two waves of baby boomers, for those that don't know how our society works. So we're going to have more old people. If you want to open an old people's home, now it's time to get your money. Legal obligation for nurses and lack of resources. This was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
This is pre-COVID-19. And I got two pages of notes on this. According to Article 59, that's a loi sur les normes, allows an employee to refuse more than 2 hours overtime over the usual daily work hours. They're doing way more than that. And then on top of it, you want to turn around and tell me, hey, listen, you know what? You guys have been working like this for about 18 months. You know, we're going to put a mandated vaccine for you guys because you know what? This is where we're at with it. It's crazy.
It makes absolutely no sense. Even the headlines that I'm seeing make no sense.
Well, you know, Quebec, you know, we always like to be the first to do things that are a little awkward and weird. So Quebec may be the first in Canada and in North America to impose a tax on unvaccinated as it announced plans to do so Tuesday. But it's far from the first in the world. Several countries have imposed cash penalties on those who refuse the vaccine, and major companies are also increasingly slapping unvaccinated workers with financial consequences. So Austria has a thing where they're charging like $5,000 Canadian. 3,600 euros was the fine. Every 3 months required from everyone over 14 who remains unvaccinated.
Okay, so does that mean I get charged that price when I go to the hospital? Or how do they charge it? Do they just send you a bill and say, hey, you have 30 days? How does it get charged?
Well, listen, Miguel, you know how Quebec does this. They're going to open a new department, which means more taxpayer dollars going to go to. They're going to open a new division. They're going to open a new division for administrative costs. They're going to open a whole thing for this. And they'll figure out and have a new seal. The CAC's going to figure it out. I just feel there's a lot of red tape already in Quebec. Now we're going to add more layers to this. Instead of them looking at the state of the healthcare from jump, I said, okay, how could we refine this? But you see, we were in a bad place to begin with. So the pandemic just exposed all of our flaws. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like one of these IG models, Lorena. When you take off the layers, when you take off the filters, you take off the makeup, Quebec is ugly. Quebec is ugly. It's filthy over here. But nonetheless, thousands sign up for first dose of COVID-19 vaccine as Quebec threatens to tax the unvaxxed.
I don't believe it.
But I don't believe it either.
That's what's confusing. Like when they announced the whole ban from SAQ and the other store, I can't remember the initials, but they're like, oh, it has tripled the amount of people that went for their first vaccination. And then when they announced what you're talking about with the tax for the unvaccinated, then they're like, oh, the people that went for their first dose, it doubled.
You
so
can't
like,
trust. You
if
can't.
It tripled and it doubled.
It's all this. The math is not mathing. The deep state propaganda. You can't trust the media. So more than 7,000 people registered for their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine on Tuesday amid threats of Quebec official tax to the unvaccinated. So that was the highest in several days, tweeted Quebec Health Minister Christian Dubé. He's another funny one. Can I just sit in a room with these guys? I just have questions. I don't want to talk to nobody. Just work me through your thinking. Just a little bit. Dubé, Legault. Work me through your thinking. So I feel politicians should do that to a certain extent. Work with your thing to appease the public. Just help me understand how did you arrive at this conclusion? I want to say this real quick. So you guys heard about the judge that took away the father's visitation rights because he was unvaccinated.
Yep.
This is going to set up a very dangerous precedent. The thing's not even proven. Like, so that makes it seem like if you're unvaccinated, you're toxic. That's crazy. That's crazy. It makes no sense. But I want to get to this thing here. Oh, Ontario University study showed that CBD may offer some protection against COVID-19. So that CBD oil, a new study by researchers from the University of Waterloo, shows that synthetic cannabis oil, CBD, may help offer some protection against COVID-19. So that's a good look, Lorena. Well, I guess I'm trending in the right direction then. looky here. Look at the nerve of the CDC.
Oh, boy.
The CDC tells the U.S. Americans to avoid travel to Canada. Yeah, the nerve of America. You guys got Florida and y'all won't talk about us. This is crazy.
I mean, a lot of Americans have been continuing to live their lives uninterrupted.
Okay.
Without the vaccine.
Still in Florida. It's still the same thing. I want to say this before I go play some music. Very important one to y'all. I feel we gotta get to the Kanye beat. I gotta go back to the Kanye beat on this one, because this one's gonna be emotional. Okay, so top scientists believe COVID leaked from Wuhan lab, but feared going public, according to emails that now surface. About what, 2 years into this, Kaya Pesh? About 2 years in? We're 2 years into this? Now you wanna leak the truth? It's like a dirty secret that everybody knew, but nobody wanted to come to the table and say it's like an elephant in the room.
Exactly.
So let me give it to you guys. So leading British and U.S. scientists thought it was likely that COVID-19 accidentally leaked from a laboratory, but were concerned that further debate would harm science in China. See that? It's politics and science right here. So you mean to tell me that you guys feared to tell the truth because you felt it was harmful towards the state of the optics of science in general. So an email from Sir Jeremy Farrar, director of the Wellcome Trust, on February 2nd, 2020, said that a likely explanation... You gotta love the wording. Huh? They got some pumices like Lorena. A likely explanation was that COVID had rapidly evolved from a SARS-like virus inside human tissue in a low-security lab. The email to Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Francis Collins of the U.S. National Institutes of Health went on to say that such evolution may have accidentally created a virus primed for rapid transmission between humans, i.e. COVID-19. But a leading scientist told Farrar that further debate would do unnecessary harm to science in general and science in China in particular. Prevention is always the best case when you're looking at diseases and anything that could ail your body. The earlier we get on something, the better it is. So we could have got something a little bit much earlier, and it didn't go down like that big well. They said, nah. It was going to harm... Collins, the former director of the U.S. National Institute of Health, warned it could damage the international harmony. Okay, well, you know, the whole world being in a stalemate for the last 2.5 years, it's, It's not affecting international harmony at all. Viscount Ridley, co-author of Viral, The Search for the Origin of COVID, said, these emails show a lamentable lack of openness and transparency among Western scientists who appear to have been more interested in shutting down hypotheses they thought was very plausible for political reasons. And this is the scariest day, man.
That's horrible. So that means they're thinking for us.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. So pay your taxes, but we'll think for you.
They knew what it was.
No, from jump.
They chose not to tell us. We could have got ahead of this early. We wasted. I'm sure we wasted money. I'm sure many countries wasted money investigating Lorena.
Yeah.
The origin. They wrote books about it.
Of course.
It's awkward, man. Montreal, my city's the morning detour.
It's tough.
It's one of those mornings, man.
Definitely.
It's a weird place. We're like Bird Box. And I don't know. Let me ask you. Let me know. What would be the first area to go if we got into a Bird Box kind of state? Is it Laval? Is it Verdun? What would be the first area to go?
I don't know.
Go a little left on ya. Go left on ya. Much on my city. Keep it locked. After 8 o'clock, we have Big Will, Red Coalition. They're all coming in the building. And we're also going to give away. We have some B-coms to give away. You know, protect the culture. You know how we do things. It's the Morning Detour. The Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Y'all, you know how we do things. The number one morning show in the country. It's the Morning Detour. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. We lost a lot of great people this week. We celebrating life. Let's go.
Fucking Robert Tussin. I don't know how this shit got me lazy right now. Yeah. Can't do Percocets on my leg. I'm turning one and trying to live it up here. Right. Baby, in my place, you be like, baby, who cares? But I know you care. Bring it over to my place. You don't know what you did to me. Your body lightly speaks to me. I don't know what you did to me. Your body lightly speaks to me. Chain on it, make you tattoo my name on it. Oh, make you cry like a baby, yeah. Let's go pro and make a video, yeah. Make you cry like a baby, yeah. Let's go pro and make a video.
That new weekend, Montreal.
I know that you're hiding something from me that's been close to yours. And I felt it creeping up every day, baby, right from the start. I know that look you give when we're fighting. Cause I used to be the one who was lying. I wanna keep it close. I don't wanna lose.
someone loyal to me. Don't you think I see? I don't want to be a prisoner to who I used to be. I swear I changed my ways for the better.
It's the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM with Wheezy Moon Chaser and myself, Lorena, and we are about to get into some culture and entertainment news. So, of course, we have Big Will here today, and he's going to get into some events that are happening here in Montreal. But I did want to mention Operation Black Vote Canada. Their 2022 cohort is now open. So if there is anybody between the ages of 18 to 24 that want to get into politics, public policy, definitely check them out. You do have to be a Canadian resident, identify as a Black African, and interested in public policy. You could go to obvc.ca, and you can go ahead and apply now. So that's really important, especially during these times, to get into to politics. There's also BSTEM 2022, which is happening from January 30th to February 2nd. So they're announcing their first annual conference for Black excellence in STEM. So this is going to be virtual, and it's a conference which is highlighting established and rising stars that are Black Canadians in the STEM field. So that is happening. So you could definitely check that out as well. I think it is a free conference. If not, you can make a donation. And they have a whole bunch of guest speakers there. There's going to be some things that you can learn as well. So just to get more Black Canadians interested in STEM, which is also really important. So you can check that out. And then also in the news this week, so
a lot of things going on.
There's a lot of things. So for the past week and a half, we've been losing a lot of giants in the entertainment industry. So we do have to send our condolences. We lost Sidney Poitier, which is a big deal. Betty White, Bob Saget, and Matume also passed away. Yeah. So he is a legend, a producer. So rest in peace to all those that we lost. Sending condolences out to their family and their loved ones.
But the Sidney thing is crazy. Like, it'll be hard to get this generation to like watch To Sir With Love, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. But like, Sidney Poitier was doing, I remember we didn't go to the same high school, but I did a book report for Sidney Poitier, and that's one of my greatest performances ever. Like, I brought the water bottle up in front of the class. I took pauses. It took two classes to go across his whole book. I read his whole book. What a formidable life. Like, a lot of Blacks don't understand. Some of the Blacks that were pioneers in their field, like, imagine doing movies and being Black in the 60s. And then on top of it, you're going to do controversial. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? It was crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was fiancé to a white girl, going to meet her parents in 67.
Yeah, interracial relationships.
In 67.
Even him, when he was, he was like a police officer, an investigator, and he had to slap the white man.
What's that one called? In the Heat of the Night? Yeah. The OG, no. But my mom, when I was a kid, my mom always sat me down, made me watch the movie To Sir With Love. That was Dangerous Minds before Dangerous Minds. Mm-hmm. Man, Sidney Poitier was the first Black man to win an Academy Award.
He opened a lot of doors. So for all of our favorite actors like Will Smith and Denzel Washington, all of that is basically because of him.
Even same thing for Betty White. A lot of people don't understand that Betty White was putting a lot of Black actors in her shows and her movies and her screening. when people did not agree.
Yeah.
Or they would basically like, she got blackballed with a lot of stuff because she was on it, you know, like mm-hmm. type of thing. Like, she was one of the first people to be outspoken and say, hey, black is beautiful, so stop playing around.
They say Betty White's one of the few people that passed away and people's like, yeah, we could have done a couple more. Like, she lived into her 90s. Oh, yeah, like, yeah, sure. We could have done a 10, 15 sure. more of her.
Yep.
She dated black. She had black people on her show and stuff. You know, people, you know, we have allies that are different colors as well, right?
Of course.
Now, the Sidney Poitier hurt, but he lived a full life. He opened doors for us. We have Denzel. I like the guy that plays in Swan Song.
Oh, Mahershala?
I can't say his name.
Mahershala.
Yo. 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 I'll call him Mr. Man. He next.
He's a great actor.
He the next Denzel. I feel comfortable having, yo, the way he makes, an actor's supposed to make you feel the emotion mm-hmm. through the screen.
Actually, you'll never have another Denzel. He's the next himself. Let's just put it that
but
way.
But they did that too when Denzel was getting big. They're like, oh, you're the next Sidney Poitier. Yeah. And he's like, no. I could never.
Yeah. No, Denzel. No, Denzel's old person. But yeah. We lost a great Bob Saget really hurt too, Full House.
Yeah.
Was it Bob Saget that did the show with the home movies?